Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
On the roads in Soweto, the N17 North is closed at the N1 Highway, and you can also expect queuing traffic at the N17 South at the Soweto Highway Circle.
The body of an alleged illegal miner has been retrieved from the abandoned Stilfontein mine in Northwest today. Community members volunteering to assist Zamazamas underground recovered the body. The police also confirmed that two illegal miners resurfaced from underground. Moving to Limpopo, the Department of Health there confirmed the hospitalization of at least 50 pupils from Giyani. The pupils from Zumeri Primary School reportedly vomited and had abdominal pain after eating food from the school. And the World Bank released some statistics around Israel's war with Hezbollah in Lebanon. So in a year of fighting, nearly 100,000 homes were damaged, and Lebanon's economic losses due to the fighting tops $5 billion, or 91 billion rand. Meanwhile, the Israeli military confirmed that it struck around 30 targets in the southern suburbs of Beirut today, considered to be a bastion of the Iran-backed armed group Hezbollah. I'm Marlene Fischer. More news at 5.
Sport is brought to you by Superbets. Winning isn't just for your team. You can win for yourself at superbets.co.za. Superbets, the place to bet, spin, play, and win.
We start off with some cricket news. Protea men's fast bowler Lungi Ngidi has been ruled out of the upcoming test series against Sri Lanka, as well as all-format tour against Pakistan, because he's got a groin injury. The 28-year-old recently underwent a medical assessment as a part of the structured conditional period, during which the scans revealed a bilateral proximal abductor injury, and he'll now begin his rehab program and is expected to return to play in January, just in time, of course, for the SA20. Springbok coach Rassie Erasmus has signalled the intent to revert to back to attacking mode against England this weekend at Twickenham by returning Manu Lubbock to the number 10 jersey and moving to a 5-3 split on the bench between the forwards and the backs. In an additional significant move, Vodacom Bulls strongman Volker Lowe will play his first test game for the Box in 3 years. As a member of the starting team, he replaces Thomas du Toit, tight head prop, with Vincent Koch coming in as a bench backup. And Australia's Brett Robinson became the first person from the Southern Hemisphere to be elected as the chairman of World Rugby earlier today. The 54-year-old former Australian flanker won after two rounds of voting by the Rugby World Council, and he succeeds Bill Beaumont, who steps down after 8 years at the helm. And fly half Beauden Barrett comes into the All Black team to take on France this weekend, having overcome concussion. New Zealand rugby announced the team today. The 33-year-old Barrett missed last week's victory over Ireland with a head injury that he suffered in the victory over England the previous week. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
This Black Friday, Superbets is turning up the heat with cash prizes up to 30,000 Rand. Register at superbets.co.za, place a 50 Rand real money bet, and stand a chance to be one of 5 winners weekly, and get a shot at the 5,000 Rand grand prize on the 29th of November. The more you bet, the more chances you have to win. Sign up now at superbets.co.za. T's and C's apply. Superbets is a licensed betting operator and supports responsible gambling. No under 18s, winners know when to stop. National Gambling Toll-Free Counseling Line 0800 006 008.
From the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
Oh, I leave quite an